This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It's been a year since the worst mass shooting in American history. It happened in Las Vegas when Stephen Paddock opened fire from a hotel window on a crowd of concertgoers on the Las Vegas Strip, killing 58 and injuring hundreds more. Paige Melanson survived the shooting without injury. Her mom, however, is still recovering from a gunshot wound to the chest.
It consumes our family, but we're all very hopeful, and with faith, we keep looking up and keep looking to the brighter side.
She was speaking on NBC's Today Show. President Trump's calling a new trade deal a great one for all three nations in a series of tweets this morning, saying the United States-Mexico-Canada agreement, quote, solves the many deficiencies and mistakes of NAFTA, which it replaces. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
Two scientists from the U.S. and Japan winning the Nobel Prize for Medicine. The Nobel Institute in Stockholm announcing this morning that Jim Allison and Tetsuku Hanjo are honored for their discoveries leading to new approaches in using the immune system to fight cancer. Allison's a professor at the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center in Houston. As the FBI continues to investigate sexual misconduct allegations made against Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh, House Minority Leader Democrat Nancy Pelosi says,
if he is not telling the truth to Congress or to the FBI, then he's not fit not only to be on the Supreme Court, but to be on the court that he's on right now.
Pelosi also saying she doesn't believe Kavanaugh is fit to serve because of the way he criticized Senate Democrats during his confirmation hearing. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
California's publicly traded companies now must include women on their boards of directors. Governor Jerry Brown signing that measure into law yesterday. Senate Bill 826 says by the end of next year, public companies will have to have at least one female director on their boards. Another security breach at Facebook. It was announced last week.
On Tuesday afternoon, our engineering team found an attack affecting up to 50 million accounts on Facebook.
That's Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg there. Now a U.S. senator's calling for Congress to take action in response to his announcement. Here's more from John Clemens.
He is Senator Mark Warner, Vice Chairman of the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence and the co-chair of the Senate Cybersecurity Caucus. The Democratic lawmaker from Virginia declared, "This disclosure is a reminder about the dangers posed when a small number of companies like Facebook or the credit bureau Equifax are able to accumulate so much personal data about individual Americans without adequate security measures." I'm John Clemens.
And Paul McCartney is releasing a children's book. It's called Hey Granddude. It follows an elderly magical grandpa called Granddude and his four grandchildren. It's described as a heartwarming family story. It's going to be released in September of next year. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Thinking like I'm thinking here, but do you kind of sense that maybe Chris Coons didn't do his good friend Jeff Flake any favors whatsoever? That this was so much about the Democratic Party and Chris Coons, all under the guise that this was going to heal our country and heal this divide. We can only hope that we're one FBI investigation away from this. We've already had six of Judge Kavanaugh, but I guess in Chris Coons' logic and others is that if we just have one more FBI investigation, all our problems with the hashtag movement and having Judge Kavanaugh seated on the Supreme Court, that's going to solve all our problems and unify everything. And even Senator Hirono will take her hashtag, I mean her asterisk, and throw it off into the Pacific Ocean someplace. Really? Okay, if that's what you want. I don't know. Hey, just saying, all right? Hey, good to have you along with us. I'm Bill Martinez, and hey, we've got Frank Miniter with us. He's the author of Kill Big Brother, a novel that shows how we can keep our freedom in this digital age. Also the author of The Ultimate Man's Survival Guide. Wondering if you might want to write an addendum to that, Recovering the Lost Art of Manhood. And we're going to talk about his latest book, which is Spies in Congress. And don't forget about that. Remember this? Okay, Spies in Congress, Inside the Democrats' Covered-Up Cyber Scandal, which is something that we're not talking about because we're busy talking about other things. But Frank Miniter, good to have you back with us. How are you, sir?
Oh, very good. Thanks for having me here.
Well, I want to talk, about spies in Congress, and then later on, I do want to, get your viewpoint. I mean, after all, you wrote that great book, The Ultimate Man's Survival Guide. Maybe you might want to add a chapter in light of what we're dealing with today.
Absolutely. Now, this is an important time on that topic.
Exactly. All right. Spies in Congress. Boy, they abound. But like everything that's on the side of the Democrats, it somehow gets, shoved under the carpet. And the GOP kind of, I don't know, sometimes I kind of sense the GOP is standing there holding the carpet up as they, brush it under the carpet. Is that fair?
It's very fair, actually. As I researched this book, running around Washington, literally having Democratic politicians run away from me in the halls of Congress, I also went after Republicans to find out where they were on this. And only about a half dozen Republicans in the House would even talk about this. The leadership won't even touch it. A couple did sit down with me, and they were like, we just don't think this is a big deal. We don't want to go after it. And when I would start to tell them some of the details of what really happened here with Debbie Wasserman Schultz and his group of IT aides from Pakistan, or a Pakistani cell, they would get surprised and go, I didn't know that, and I didn't know that. They hadn't really looked into it, and for political reasons didn't think it was something they could go after because the media just hadn't told the story. Because, of course, this is a big scandal that has everything to do with Democrats and nothing to do with Republicans, so of course the media isn't going to tell the story.
We'll remind everybody about this IT aid for Debbie Wasserman Schultz and how she fought for them when the Capitol Police got a hold of the laptop. She went absolutely ballistic, and, you know, we got a little bit of report on it, but it soon faded thereafter. So once again, it's all about, I guess, how, you know, how far up the food chain you are as to how much you can get away with.
Yeah, this is an international crime thriller of a story where you have a group of IT aides, the only one with any expertise, Imran Awan, who is the head of this cell, from Pakistan, who are all working for congressmen. All now not working for congressmen anymore, but who were for many years and who made about $6 million altogether from us, you know, from the House. And what they did is they were IT aides for various congressmen with the team. They were
all Democratic congressmen, correct?
All Democrats.
Right.
44 Democrats in the House. That's all they did. And they were spying on them by backing up their data to a Democratic caucus server that then disappeared and to a private Dropbox account. And to reports I have to other places, and it's taking that information then back to Pakistan, where it's very likely they were working with Pakistani intelligence ISI, selling that data. And I don't have something conclusive to say that, except for a lot of experts telling me they looked at all this data with me, CIA and FBI, and said, you know, this has all the hallmarks of a cell from Pakistan, and it just makes sense. There's just no other reason for this to have happened. In fact, as they looked at it, they would say, wait a second, Pakistani intelligence goes after anyone in this country of Pakistani origin who speaks about Pakistan at all, a university professor, a journalist, and certainly an IT aide working for Congress. It'd be very strange if they actually weren't contacted by Pakistani intelligence to work with them. We know that Imran Awan, the head of this, was going back to Pakistan for very long stays, was getting private security from Pakistani intelligence when he was in Pakistan, and was boasting he could even change the U.S. president. He had so much power. So there was just so much deep background to this to say that this guy definitely was the head of a Pakistani cell spying on our congressman that has now been covered up by the House and by the Department of Justice.
Wow, this is amazing. I mean, this is not you know, a lot of fiction here. I mean, you've got enough of the facts here, Frank, that I mean, what do you think? I mean, it almost reminds me of you know, some of the information that Peter Schweitzer gave us 3.5-4 years ago about the Clinton Foundation, about the sale of uranium to Russia and all that. And I was talking with Peter, and I said, are you surprised that it took over 3.5 years for the mainstream media to pick up? And he goes, no, not really, Bill. This is just the way it moves sometimes. You know, you've got the cycle, you know, something so significant like this taking place, but yet we're willing to chase windmills in Russia.
That's a very good parallel, because that's exactly what's going to happen here. Because there's just so much stuff that's being hidden and overlooked and just covered up by various parts of this government that it's not going to. Washington is just too poor of a place. It's not going to stay hidden forever, and it's going to explode as this stuff does come out. The FBI has a huge report on this. Department of Justice did a massive cover-up on this. Department of Justice did, even changing their attorney at the last minute and going in and making this plea deal agreement, exonerated Imran Awan in ways that are very provably untrue. They even said that he hadn't been stealing house equipment. He stole hundreds of thousands of dollars of house equipment, and one of his tenants that rented a home from Imran Awan found stuff in the garage and given it to the authorities. He's willing to go on the record. And I have sources give me another person who also rented a home from Imran Awan that found stuff in her attic. And turn those over to authorities. So there are multiple people out there who would be willing to testify and come forward and say, no, that's a lie from the Department of Justice to cover this up. I mean, Imran Awan was such a spy and so dirty. I have aides inside Congress. You know, this is what they do. They do the same job that Imran Awan did in the House.
Mm-hmm.
And they took over some of the offices from him, and they got the iPhones that he'd set up for staffers, and they looked at the iPhones, and they realized Imran Awan had his Apple IP address as the IP address for these iPhones. And I said, well, what does that mean? They said, well, the only reason he would do that is to spy on staffers. That would give him access to all the texts and emails and phone calls these staffers were making. So he was even spying on congressional staffers.
And after all is said and done, we've got a lot of smoke, but we're still, trying to really understand what kind of fire this guy lit up. We just know that there's a lot of smoke here, right?
Yeah, he was even doing Debbie Wasserman Schultz's IT while she ran the DNC.
Why did she defend him so much?
She has so much to hide and so much to lose.
because of her position that it would point to her incompetence, or that she's part and parcel with this Pakistani cell?
I wouldn't say she's helping them spy, but she certainly overlooked it, paid him, kept him on the staff even when he was kicked off the House system, paid him for 6 months, and didn't actually fire him until he was arrested trying to flee the country. And there's deep reasons why. He was doing other things for her that would come out.
We're talking with Frank Miniter. His latest book, Spies in Congress, Inside the Democrats' Covered-Up Cyber Scandal, Part 2, coming up next. Stay with us. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay, and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Hear that?
Yeah, it's not
that's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
I don't need my baby life. I'm
And whether it's online or any one of the 280-plus outlets around this country of ours, thank you for being on the team and being part of the solution and not adding to the problem. Our guest Frank Miniter writes for FoxNews.com, sexual misconduct has nothing to do with political ideology, party identification, or occupation. It is wrong regardless of whether it is committed by a Democrat, a Republican, a celebrity, a member of clergy, a journalist, or an executive, or someone in another line of work, yet in their zeal to do absolutely anything to keep Judge Kavanaugh off the Supreme Court. Democrats are treating unsubstantial allegations about his conduct in high school and college as the gospel truth. At the same time, they have forgiven serious sexual misconduct, proven and alleged, by Democratic men many years older and in positions of power. The hashtag MeToo movement is important and long overdue. No one, male or female, child or adult, should be forced to endure sexual harassment or assault, and all victims should be encouraged to speak up. But if this righteous movement for justice is allowed to be weaponized for the use of one political party, it will implode. Frank, this is something that we had stated last week, as we saw the manipulation of this hashtag movement, that it is, you know, it is imperiled to some coming disaster that could be quite hurtful for those that are legitimate to the hashtag MeToo movement.
That's right. It's right now being weaponized, unfortunately, for just the progressive left. But it's just, it's a very unfair way of treating this issue, and it's making it political when it shouldn't be political. It's going to cut a lot of people then out of the conversation. It's like feminism. Feminism has gone to a litmus test of far left issues. Unless you're pro-abortion, you can't be a feminist. And
right.
Of course, that's ridiculous. If you're equal rights, you should be able to be a feminist if you're
right.
For equal rights. And that's what they're right now doing with the hashtag movement, which we know doesn't just affect one party. I mean, from Bill Clinton to Al Franken, there have been plenty of Democrats who have engaged in this kind of behavior, then who should then be prosecuted or suffer the consequences of engaging in that behavior. So, yeah, right, weaponizing it in this way is very unfortunate.
Well, not to mention the fact that there still is that question of $17 million paid out of the people's treasury to hide sexual abuses in Congress that we still don't know about. We know maybe of two, which Al Franken and I want to say, not Conyers, Cornyn, was it Cornyn? I got the name wrong. I'm sure that I'm referring to as the other House Democrat that was forced out because of sexual misconduct. In your book, The Ultimate Man Survival Guide, you know, I made reference to that in saying, you know, is there a chapter to be written in light of what's happening? And you say you address this in that book.
I do. Being a gentleman is, it's a dying art because of where our media and Hollywood have taken us too often, where the gentleman is parodied and put down and treated like cliche, like the idea of man up is some kind of simple little saying or something that just means nothing. It's only about being macho in the face of, it's just being a stupid male, an Archie Bunker kind of guy is the way they see it. Well, no, there's a deep philosophy to actually being that stand-up guy, that gentleman. Stoicism has real elements of truth in it. There's reasons why a guy has to stay stoic in a time of crisis so he can keep his head about him and take care of a crisis. And in this case, maybe in an office, if there's a sexual predator, keep his head about him and courageously go after that predator and make sure that person is outed. So he's not preying on the women in his office place. Don't
exactly.
We need those kind of strong, courageous stand-up Americans today? We don't want to weaken everybody. Unfortunately, the left right now is weakening too many men.
Exactly. And it is in, and this is what people need to understand, Frank, it is in the DNA, the natural makeup of man as a protector to be there. And this is the problem, is that women have emasculated men to such a degree that they don't know to go in and save them from the fire at the risk of being accused, falsely accused, and having their lives compromised. I mean, it is a real scary time in which we're in right now, but the fact of the matter is that men are men, and regardless of what Senator Hunano from Hawaii would want to say, you know, she's telling men to, you know, step down, to shut up. Well, you know, that might work for a little bit, but, you know, men are men, and we need to rise to the occasion because it's in our nature to do that, Frank, and I believe that will be the case. We may have been pushed back a little bit, but I sense that men are reasonably considering all this, and they will, you know, they'll take the risk because that's what we've historically done.
There's there's a movement around the country right now with a lot of different people. We educating men and how to be men and going into this whole process. But you look at just how far the left has gone on this. Even strong women are put down. I mean, a strong conservative woman who doesn't follow the litmus test of democratic politics is also pushed out of the movement of feminism and so on, and weakened as much as they possibly can and put down as much as they can. A strong conservative woman can't even be a part of that movement. So, you know, of course, men can't be. You know, they see men as a constituency that votes against them, which is, I think, why they see this weakening men as such a thing that empowers them. They want weak men, not strong men who will vote and be the stand-up guy that they fear in a certain kind of way.
Yeah, Madeleine Albright made the statement that any woman who would not vote for Hillary Clinton support her. There was a place in hell for them, I guess, in so many words. But that same sentiment towards, a vice president candidate like Sarah Palin, not so. And she became mocked by Saturday Night Live, which, of course, Tina Fey, reaped a tremendous benefit from that.
They fear strong individuality, which is why they're against guns. You know, they don't like the individual to stand up and actually protect themselves, a man or a woman, against a predator. They're against all these different things that embolden and empower an individual.
Well, Frank, getting back to your book, Spies in Congress, Inside the Democrats' Covered-Up Cyber Scandal. Again, there is one rule of law, for Republicans and conservatives, and clearly there's another for the Democrats. They've been literally getting away with murder.
Well, Imran Awan, the head of this Pakistani cell working for Debbie Wasserman Schultz, is another example of a guy they protected who was a sexual predator. There were several women who called. One said she was kept as a slave by Imran Awan to the police. There's police reports on this kind of thing. And in several cases, the police said that he thought he'd beaten up the women. He saw blood on Imran Awan's hands. I mean, so he's a sexual predator that was protected by Democrats who should have been fired a long time ago because of what he was doing.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, another case in point, they protected others and have continued to protect those that we had to spend $17 million of our money out of the Treasury, and still interesting how quiet they are about that.
I've had a lot of sources tell me that one reason that even Republicans in Congress don't want the light shine on their staff, because if they really did an investigation on this, then they'd have to interview these 44 Democrats they worked for, and a lot of the staffers, of course, with staffers that all this equipment go missing and all these other problems happen in their offices. You'd have all these people deposed and questioned. If that happened, we would learn more about things like this slush fund that paid off people who accused congressmen of sexual harassment.
Well, the problem is that since Donald Trump came into office, the deep state has been exposed. I mean, we have an idea that it exists. To what degree, to what depth, we can only imagine, with the compromise of the FBI, our intelligence community, the information that is being held back. I mean, we're in one of those few good men moments. You know, you can't handle the truth, Frank.
Yeah, and it's weird doing this book, Spies in Congress. I ended up in so many conversations inside Washington with sources where they're checking for bugs, they're making sure I'm not wired. It was like a deep throat conversation kind of thing, and they're just scared to death. As the deep state has put such a shutdown on this story for so many reasons that they're actually just afraid to really talk about it.
Well, you say by following the digital tracks, and that's the one thing about the whole cyber atmosphere, is that there are digital tracks of this cell, and, Spies in Congress uncovers a real-life international spy thriller. I mean, this is a thriller, but this is truth.
Yeah, going through each piece, it was horrifying that it does go back to Pakistan, which is one of the big reasons our government doesn't want to talk about this, because right now our troops in Afghanistan are mostly supplied through Pakistan, and Pakistan is hardly our ally. Just to put that in context, realize Pakistan still has 4 people in jail for the crime of helping us get Osama bin Laden.
Yes, exactly, including the doctor. Much of the media clearly is not helping us here. They are complicit, are they not?
Yes, they certainly are, the mainstream media, in Washington especially.
Well, they've been carrying the water for the Democrats. That's the way they like it, and that's why they're so disturbed when 2016 came along. We'll see if more of the same will happen at the midterms. There's some hope and aspirations that there would be a blue wave, but many people aren't quite seeing it as they are. We'll have to see what happens. Frank Miniter, his new book, Spies in Congress. Thank you, Frank.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me, and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It's been a year since the worst mass shooting in American history. It happened in Las Vegas when Stephen Paddock opened fire from a hotel window on a crowd of concertgoers on the Las Vegas Strip, killing 58 and injuring hundreds more. Paige Melanson survived the shooting without injury. Her mom, however, is still recovering from a gunshot wound to the chest.
It consumes our family, but we're all very hopeful, and with faith, we keep looking up and keep looking to the brighter side.
She was speaking on NBC's Today Show. President Trump's calling a new trade deal a great one for all three nations in a series of tweets this morning, saying the United States-Mexico-Canada agreement, quote, solves the many deficiencies and mistakes of NAFTA, which it replaces. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
It's time to find adventure on every drive. With Pennzoil Synthetics, you get complete protection for top engine performance. And between October 1st and November 30th, you'll get travel rewards to help you on your journey. With the purchase of any Pennzoil specialty motor oil change, you can earn up to $100 in travel reward credit. Save on hotels, rental cars, and activities. Visit Pennzoil.com/travelon to find participating locations. Pennzoil, make the switch. Travel on. Offer ends 11/30. Terms apply. Full details at Pennzoil.com/travelon.
Refreshingly crisp days and cool nights. Our favorite time of year is here. At thecompanystore.com, our thoughts are turning to the comforts of home, like soft flannel sheets, lofty down comforters, fluffy towels, and cozy sleepwear. And with thecompanystore.com friends and family event going on now, you enjoy free shipping and 25% off your next order. There's no better time to shop. Visit thecompanystore.com and enter FAMILY18 at checkout for 25% off, plus free shipping. From our family to yours, thecompanystore.com.
Reminding us of what makes our country great.
There is a name I call in times of trouble.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us. I'm Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, you go to BillMartinezLive.com. You know, raising our kids in a digital world brings a wave of challenges, from online safety and bullying to digital literacy, and many families can use help navigating conversations with their kids around tech. Keeping our children safe while online should be a priority for all parents this year. That is why the National Parent Teachers Association and Facebook are partnering to launch their Digital Families Community events happening in 200 cities across the United States. The series will address tech-related challenges faced by families today, including bullying prevention, digital literacy, news literacy, and online safety. Event hosts will receive a unique training on online safety so they can then serve as online safety ambassadors within their parent community on an ongoing basis and extend the impact of these events. Great ideas, I got to tell you. And Antigone Davis, the director and global head of safety at Facebook, is with us, as well as Colin Robinson, member of the National PTA Health and Safety Committee. Hey, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Good to have you with us.
Oh, thank you for having us.
Hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning to you. So why did Facebook and the National PTA launch the Digital Families Community Event Series?
Well, I think you said it best in the beginning. This is obviously a top priority for families in this day and age where their children's offline and online lives are so intimately connected. I think we're particularly excited to do this with the National PTA because it was a way for us to really get into local communities and find school districts and families that would be interested in this at the local level and connect them with other families so that parents can have important parent-to-parent conversations about this stuff as well.
Yeah, exactly. This is great. Colin, tell us more about the program, how it will impact local communities, if you would.
Well, so we've got it in, we're going to 200 cities across all 50 states, which is great. So we're really hoping that families will reach out to their PTA and their local school and apply for the grant. And we're hoping that, you know, when the parents come in, they can learn from each other, create community amongst themselves, and really understand how to have discussions with their kids about what it looks like to be a good online citizen in today's digital world.
Well, Antigone, I'm sure a lot of parents are grateful that Facebook has been including cyberbullying in this program. This is something that needs to be addressed, and I know that you see this as something that's very, very important to this program, right?
Absolutely. First of all, I think, you know, it's top of mind for parents is how to address the issue of bullying, whether it's offline or online. And almost always if we see it online, it's connected to something offline. So one of the things that's inside of this toolkit that parents will have access to through these events is access to our bullying prevention hub. That's a hub that we developed with the Yale Center for Emotional Intelligence that has guidance for educators, parents, and teens about bullying, how to recognize when it might be happening, how to have a really important conversation with your kid and kids and open up the door for that kind of a conversation and give them the skills that they need to manage those situations or get the help that they need to manage
exactly.
Those situations.
You know, Colin, and Antigone just brings up a key point here, and that is, you know, parents being discerning and aware of what's going on and when cyberbullying occurs. What have you found that families can use to recognize those signs and have conversations with their kids about online bullying?
Foremost, I think parents need to be having an open conversation already with their children around online technology. Starting that conversation really early is very important. Mm-hmm. Then you might notice things with your child. They become uncharacteristically introverted. Or I remember with my daughter, she started talking about drama in the classroom mm-hmm. and in school, and that was a signal to me. That was the word that she used to get at bullying. I don't know, Colin may have some additional thoughts here.
Yeah. Yeah, when parents are having these conversations with their kids and they feel safe having those open discussions, a lot of times the kids will then understand that they can go to any trusting adult. So it could be their coach, it could be a counselor, and it doesn't have to be just their parent as long as they are being open about what they're seeing and what's happening online.
Antigone, Colin just brings up a good point, and that is that it's not necessarily the home teacher. It can be any adult in the educational system and process that can help facilitate and be a guardian against online bullying.
I think it's a really important point. For kids, kids find different trusted adults in their lives, and it's that trusted adult that can be extraordinarily helpful. And sometimes, by the way, kids will reach out to other peers, which is why it's really important for all kids to have these skills and be getting these skills inside of their classrooms as well.
Well, I know this is all, you know, still relatively new. I mean, bullying has been going on since you and I were kids. Just part of the nature, I say often that we learn so much about life in the sandbox of life. And one of the experiences, you know, right off the bat is how do you deal with a bully? So it has been there. But Colin, are you finding that the schools are able to adjust and, you know, and come up to speed with this type of, you know, new technology bullying that's taking place?
Well, we know that the digital landscape is constantly changing, and that's making it really kind of difficult for parents. But National PTA has been in the digital safety space for the last 5-plus years. So this isn't new to us. And so partnering with Facebook made a whole lot of sense so that we can take these resources and tools and really arm parents with what they need to have these conversations with their kids.
Well, exactly. You know, go ahead, Antigone.
As I say, one of the things that, Facebook offers to educators is a digital literacy library that they can find online that has lesson plans that were developed with the youth and media researchers at Harvard Berkman, so that teachers, in order to help them keep up, can very seamlessly bring this into their classrooms.
Mm-hmm. That's excellent. Well, these events that we've talked about are meant to help facilitate conversations about technology and online safety between parents and their kids. Maybe, Colin, this is better for you to address. Can you talk about some of the resources that will be available and, in general, how parents can talk to their kids about social media and technology?
Well, these are the conversations that we want parents to be have their own knowledge about, and that's why we're having these community events.
Mm-hmm.
So that they can get the tools and the resources they need from both Facebook and from PTA.
And Antigone, why is it important to Facebook and National PTA to have these types of conversations with families locally, and what resources will event attendees walk away with?
Yeah, so in terms of the resources inside of the toolkits, the parents will have access to a fundamental basic safety guide for across platforms, across social media, as well as some unique guides for both Facebook and Instagram. In addition, they can access our parents portal, where we have guidance and tips that were developed with experts around the country, and also some of the more recent research around these issues. And then really we hope that these local events will allow communities to make these resources their own, and perhaps even for parents to be able to address issues that may be happening within their community by having conversations with each other.
Yeah, this is a great idea. You guys have just done an outstanding job. As Facebook's global head of safety, Antigone Davis works with internal teams, external safety organizations, and government bodies to ensure that Facebook is a world leader in online safety. She spearheads the efforts of Facebook's Safety Advisory Board, a team of leading safety organizations from across the globe that provide Facebook with cutting-edge research and advice on best practices. And Colin Robinson is a member of the National PTA Health and Safety Committee and says, he's too young to be Gen X and too old to be a millennial. He's lost in between, and that could be interesting, but he's the immediate past president of the Oregon State PTA, president from 2015 to 2017, currently a member of the Ensworth Elementary PTA. Colin, we'll let you wrap this up. Where can people go for more information?
Yeah, absolutely. They can go to pta.org/digitalfamilies to learn more about the grants available to them.
Well, thank you so much for the information. This has been awesome, and I know it's going to help our parents so much and the kids as well. And also, it's a win-win-win proposition here, because we have to remember the schools are greatly involved and encouraged to stay on top of all this. Antigone Davis and Colin Robinson on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? As a Christian, are you looking for health care that doesn't violate your morals and convictions? Well, we're happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded Christians that work together to pay for their medical costs. It allows you to decide how, when, and where you will access your health care, so you can make the best choice for you and your family. Starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all the kids. This is how healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-585-4237. That number again, 855-585-4237. 585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org, and regain control over your healthcare costs, because this is the way it should be. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
They get away with it, did you?
Your lack of faith and thinking, well, they've been getting away with this for a long time. But this is the thing about the truth, is the truth is quite haunting. You know, you can run, but you can't hide. Eventually, if you're going to get your act together and be of any value, you've got to reconcile things with the truth. And we're talking about the truth of God here. I've got Bob Waliszewski standing by for just a moment. We're going to, you know, of course, Bob is head of PluggedIn.com and Media and Culture, focused on the family. But before we do, you know we're givers, right? You know that. I think we've exampled that in more ways than one. Well, for you, I've got to give away... you know, the story of Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, okay? Won't You Be My Neighbor? That movie, A Little Kindness Makes a World of Difference. Boy, I'll tell you, that's something you can hang over your bedpost or your refrigerator or maybe your mirror in the bathroom to remind you that a little kindness makes a world of difference. And this movie is really terrific. You're going to enjoy it. Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. For over 30 years, Fred Rogers, an unassuming minister, puppeteer, writer, and producer, was beamed daily into homes across America in his beloved TV program, Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. From Academy Award-winning filmmaker Morgan Neville, who was responsible for 20 Feet from Stardom, another great movie, Won't You Be My Neighbor, takes an intimate look at Fred Rogers. You will love it. And it's available to you free of charge. All you got to do is send me an email, bill@billmartinezlive.com. Tell me you want to be put in a hoppa. Make sure you include your address in there, okay? That's very helpful, because that way we know where to send it. So Bill at BillMartinezLive.com, and you could be the owner of this new DVD, Won't You Be My Neighbor, the whole story of Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. Good fun. Hey, Robert, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, Bill. And I'm going to sound off on Won't You Be My Neighbor, too, and just say, what a
good documentary.
That was well
that
done.
Was.
And yeah.
It reminded me that one does not have to be boisterous or belligerent to get attention and to be respected. Here, all these years later, he is still considered, almost a saint, if you will, mm-hmm. in regards to children's television and being able to communicate great messages, actually difficult messages at many times.
Exactly.
9/11, mm-hmm. Racial equality back in the 60s, and he did it with such poise and such grace. And great little documentary.
And I think what people overlook here, because of his unassuming manner, Bob, was his sense of ministry. And in, being an expositor of the gospel message in such a way that was very appropriate and powerful. I mean, the amazing thing, you talk with people who grew up with Mr. Rogers, it was a wholesome time. And the effect that it had on their lives to this very day is quite profound.
Yeah, absolutely. And we need some more Mr. Rogers to be raised up in for this next generation. So,
amen. Yeah. Amen. Well, that's the need. As Charles Finney said, a revival happens when it's most needed. And I am praying every day for a revival because of the chaos and the bifurcation, the ununited spirit that is, attacking our culture. It is most amazing. I was watching something last night, before we get into Night School and Little Women and Smallfoot, about what's happening, with the Kavanaugh hearings and all this. And what the feminists are doing, all in the name of Roe v. Wade and feminism and all this stuff. And Jonathan Cahn had quite a reveal that was on YouTube about the Arch of Baal being moved. It was in New York, and it was moved to D.C., interestingly enough, during the week of these hearings. And for those that have done any study of Baal, we look at God's judgment on Israel, and it was a time when they too had fallen victim. I say they too because I look at our country with 60 million abortions done, is that we have abandoned God for the idol of Baal, a modern day 21st century Baal that many of our neighbors and family members are bowing to unwittingly. And but it's clear that it is a spiritual battle that we're in, and the demonic is going absolutely nuts because their linchpin to their power, what Baal was all about in sacrificing children, something that God said clearly, I didn't ask you to do that. I never asked you to sacrifice your children, but yet you do it to this speechless, immovable God that you are bowing to and who can't hear you, can't say anything, and you're sacrificing your children. And here in America, we are doing the same thing, and I thought it was quite interesting that the Arch of Baal was moved to D.C., overlooking the Capitol. What does that tell you?
Wow, that's really interesting and well said. Mm-hmm. But I totally agree with what you said about the spiritual battle. But, unlike, say, dog catcher of your city or someone who might be on the city council of a city, not to say those aren't important, mm-hmm. but this appointment and this position I've been thinking the very same thing. There's so much spiritual warfare that's needed. And you started by saying, hey, when things are dark, Penny says, it's a great time and a good time for revival, and almost always happens. But always a key in the past has been, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray mm-hmm. and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. And I think that prayer part is important, not just in the car, God heal our land. But I think those that are listening, those that that are in the faith community could, spend a few minutes every single day just saying, please God heal our land and because they're in the spiritual battle that we're in, help truth be revealed and help righteousness be promoted.
Amen. Amen. Because we know when righteousness reigns, the people rejoice. Not a lot of rejoicing right now. People are confounded. They're very confused about the whole matters that are before our country today. But as you say, and well said, Bob, is that if we pray, and that's praying with purpose. You know, what is it that we're praying about? I mean, think about the confusion that is running rampant in our society. What it's doing to us. I mean, you know, good is evil. Evil's good. You know, no surprise. We were told this would take place. And here it is. And, you know, for a time such as this, it would seem that the God of Baal is, again, about ready to be judged. I mean, exposed here. I mean, clear exposure as to what's going on. And we said this going into this, that this was not going to be solved by politics. It wasn't going to be solved by a politician, by a president of the United States. This was going to be solved on our knees, bringing God into the environment, into the situation, to say, God, let us know the truth. Let your peace reign in this matter and in all matters of our government. Restore the joy of our salvation, if you will. And let us get this country back on track on godly principles. And if not now, Bob, if not now, when? And if not when, heaven help us.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, let's talk
the movies.
Let's transit. Well, we're talking media and culture here. You're the director of media and culture at Focus, and this is what you're dealing with. This is what I would say, and I would only hope that many of the churches across the country were addressing. And some churches I heard that wouldn't necessarily deal with this, they were starting to deal with it. And I say, you know, God bless you, you know, for having the conviction and the bravery to do that, because the word is real clear, a people without revelation. If we're not, you know, connected to the word of God and being revealed to us the truth of God, we're going to cast off restraint. We're going to reflect the rest of the society that was on display when you listen to all the testimony that was taking place. I mean, and I've since have done, you know, some more studying about, you know, what was going on during those high school days at the girls' school that Dr. Ford attended, and even the boys' school. It was quite heated. Hedonistic. You know, it really was. And there was some pretty crazy stuff that was going on both sides. So, and this is part and parcel of the culture that we live in today that opens the doors to these things that keep Focus in the family, you know, so needed and so important to the culture to balance it out.
You know, on the movie front, the number one film is a film called Night School, made $28 million. It's a Kevin Hart comedy, Tiffany Haddish. It's not a surprise that it came in number one. We're kind of bemoaning things that are happening. Mm. It's just so undeserving. I mean, it has a good heart. Kevin Hart has a good heart. Mm. I mean, he goes back to school to get his GED because he wants to better himself. That's the basic plot. But surrounded among this good heart is just so much nasty, risque, crude, crap, you know, content and scenes and action. Nothing explicit, nothing you would call pornographic visually per se, but audio-wise, just the speech and the talk and the inference, it just was awful. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's the kind of film that you want to walk in the office and look and see how films did over the weekend, and you hope it came in at number 50, you know, that no one went. But when you take number one, you go, oh, you know, did people really know what they were getting into? Did they care? I mean, you kind of know with Kevin Hart you're going to get some of that.
Right.
But anyways, I was disappointed.
Well, as they say, it's the cheap humor. Okay, we got about 10 seconds real quick.
Second film, Smallfoot. I liked it for kids. Check out our full review in Little Women, which came in at number 16.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit.
gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue Diamond Gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's Gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it. Others don't.